Music Soul Child is on the phone. What up, man?
Hey, man. Good morning. Good morning.
What you doing, man?
Too much and not enough. You already know what it is.
Yeah, you're partying with a purpose for Alzheimer's,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. This is happening as we speak, but I'm definitely honored to be a part of it. Anything I could do to let my voice to assist any cause, you already know.
Yeah, this is Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
It was.
And you're on tour to raise awareness of Alzheimer's in our community, especially for caregivers.
Yeah, actually, I haven't even this tour hasn't gone up yet, but it's not only just for the patients, it's also for the caregivers because they're also impacted because somebody, you know, there has to be somebody to look out for these people. And they need the assistance that they need in order to keep that going.
Who's on this tour?
You got Life Jennings. You got myself. You have, Avery Sunshine. And I hear like this is actually a little close to her in a way. So,
And then Kindred, the Family
Kindred
Soul?
Kindred, the Family Soul. That was the other one. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have personal experience with Alzheimer's disease in your family or friends?
No, not immediately, not that I know of. I have a lot of family, so I haven't been able to get to everybody quite yet. You know, you got your mama's side, your daddy's side, you know, and I spent more time with one side, and now I'm learning the other side. It's amazing. And then when you start moving around and start doing something with your life, everybody, your family, you know, so. But not to make too much light of it. I'm sure there's somebody out there that I'm close to, but not that I know of. But you know me, I don't really need for it to be a case like that for me to care and want to lend whatever energy that I can lend to it.
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible disease to live with, and it's even harder for people to take care of people with this debilitating disease, Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but, you know, the little bit that I have been exposed to, as you know, in the way of, you know, being told about it, information, people who have people in their family who deal with it, and it's just, you know, it's a lot to it than just, oh, they're just slipping away. You're talking about, you know, bonds and experiences and relationships that are being unraveled, you know, in your face. You know, there's nothing that you can do about it, you know. It's crazy.
You know, you're on the road with Love Jones the musical. How's life on the road with the musical?
Well, I'm actually no longer on the musical.
Oh, you left.
But when I was, yeah. Well, yeah. But you know, it was cool. It was a very very good learning experience. I've never been interested in acting. I was always interested in theater or, you know, in movies, but more so as a writer, director, producer. But this taught me a whole lot. Yeah, but this taught me a whole lot for it to be something that I'm not really interested in, but it is part of the whole process. So you get a totally different outlook when you're on stage and being a part of manifesting the idea versus just thinking about it, you know, going back and forth with ideas with people and telling people what they here are your lines, you go through it. You know, so seeing it from that perspective and being in it will help me to be a better writer, producer, and director that I plan to be soon. I don't have anything in the works right now, but, you know, nowadays it's very convenient to get into these things and it's very convenient to run into people who are willing to help you out. You know, you don't have to do everything. You can put together your own little village of people that's trying to put some good artwork out there.
For you.
What are your holiday plans, Music Soul Child?
Working. Always working. working.
Who you singing to, brother? Who you singing to?
Somebody somewhere for some reason.
always like
that's
that.
The life. That's the life. But that's the life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not complaining at all. I love to be able to keep the grind going, you know, because it puts you in a position to always look out for people, you know, and most of all yourself.
Yeah, it's always good to work.
Yeah, man.
Says the hardest working man in radio.
I ain't mad at that. Yeah, you already know what it is.
My man, Music Soul Child.